Welcome to the Rapid Learning Audio Tutorial Series, Chemical Reactions. This tutorial will introduce you to how chemical reactions are written, what types of chemical reactions are common, how to determine redox reactions or precipitate reactions, and how to predict products of simple chemical reactions. Chemistry studies matter. Matter undergoes chemical changes, which are shown in chemical equations. There are different categories of chemical reactions. Solubility rules are used to determine if a precipitate forms. Different categories of chemical reaction can be used to predict products of the reaction, which are written in the chemical equation. What happens during a chemical reaction? Bonds are broken and reformed in different ways during a chemical reaction. For example, when two hydrogen molecules react with one oxygen molecule, they form two water molecules. The bonds are rearranged during this reaction, as initially there is a bond within hydrogen molecules and within the oxygen molecule. In the end, there are new bonds created between two hydrogens and one oxygen in each water molecule. How are chemical reactions represented? A chemical equation is the sentence of chemistry that shows the starting materials and the final products of a chemical reaction. Reactants are shown on the left side. They are separated by plus signs. States of matter, including S for solid, L for liquid, G for gas, or AQ for aqueous, which means dissolved in water, are shown in parentheses following each compound. The arrow is often read as yields, produces, forms, makes, reacts, and other similar terms. The products are shown on the right side of the equation. They are also separated by plus signs and include states of matter. One of the most important pieces of information in a chemical reaction is the mole ratio. This mole ratio is shown by the coefficients of the balanced equation. For example, the reaction 2H2 plus O2 reacts to form 2H2O. This indicates that for every 2 moles of hydrogen, 1 mole of oxygen is needed to react, and 2 moles of water are produced. Balancing equations will be explained in a future tutorial. Some reactions can go in both directions. Reactants form the products, the forward reaction, and the products can reform the reactants, the reverse reaction. These reactions are called equilibrium reactions, or reversible reactions. They are indicated with a double arrow. What are the different types of reactions? Composition reactions is when more than one compound combine to form only one compound. They are also called synthesis reactions. For example, if two hydrogen molecules react with one oxygen molecule to form two water molecules, this is a composition reaction. Even though there are two water molecules in the end, it's still only one type of compound. A decomposition reaction is the opposite of a composition reaction. A compound decomposes to form more than one compound. An example is when H2CO3 is heated and it decomposes to form CO2 plus H2O. Single displacement reactions are when an ion in a compound is replaced by a single element. An example is 2HCl plus zinc. Zinc is the single element in this example. They react to produce zinc chloride, ZnCl2, and the hydrogen molecule, which is the single element. In this example, the single element zinc replaces the hydrogen in the compound. A double displacement reaction is when the cations from two compounds replace each other. An example is NaCl plus AgNO3. These react to form AgCl and NaNO3. In the beginning, the Na was with the Cl. However, in the end, the Ag is with the Cl. The Ag and Na ions have switched places. A neutralization reaction is a special case of double displacement. It's a double displacement reaction between an acid and a base. These are also called acid-base reactions. An acid plus a base always result in a salt plus water. Salt is another word for an ionic compound. For example, HCl, which is an acid, reacts with NaOH, a base. They produce NaCl, an ionic salt, plus water, H2O. Many reactions form gases. This becomes important when discussing equilibrium in a future tutorial. The gas production can drive a reaction to one side or another. For example, when acetic acid reacts with calcium carbonate, H2CO3 is produced along with calcium acetate. The H2CO3 is unstable at room temperatures, and it decomposes into water and carbon dioxide gas. As the gas escapes into the environment, the reaction is driven to produce more products. Not all reactions fit one of these types. Some are uncategorized, or they may be a combination of other reactions. For example, when sodium bicarbonate reacts with hydrochloric acid to produce sodium chloride, carbon dioxide, and water, this is a combination between the double displacement reaction of sodium bicarbonate and hydrochloric acid, and also the decomposition reaction of H2CO3 into CO2 plus water. Another type of reaction is a redox reaction. Redox is the abbreviation for reduction-oxidation reaction. Reduction is the gain of electrons, symbolized with E with the superscript negative. Charge is reduced by adding negative electrons. For example, the copper plus 2 ion can gain 2 electrons to form the neutral copper atom. A neutral fluorine molecule can gain 2 electrons to produce 2 fluoride negative 1 anions. Oxidation is the loss of electrons. For example, the neutral copper atom can lose 2 electrons to form the copper plus 2 ion. 2 fluoride negative ions can lose 2 electrons and combine to form the neutral fluorine molecule. Reduction and oxidation must always occur together. Oxidation is the loss of electrons. These electrons must go someplace, so something else is going to gain them, which is reduction. And likewise, anytime something is reduced by gain of electrons, those electrons must have come from somewhere else, the oxidation step. The oxidation number is the charge that would occur on an atom if shared electrons were assigned to the most electronegative atom. Charge is determined by the ratio of protons to electrons. Electronegativity is the pull an atom has for electrons it shares in a bond. There are 5 rules for assigning oxidation numbers. Rule 1. The sum of the oxidation numbers equals 0 for a compound or element, or the charge if it's a polyatomic ion. Rule 2. Hydrogen is plus 1 when bonded to nonmetals and negative 1 when bonded to metals. Rule 3. Oxygen is usually negative 2. The exception to this rule is peroxide. In peroxides, oxygens have a negative 1 oxidation number. Rule 4. Halogens, group 7, are usually negative 1. Rule 5. The oxidation number of an ion in an ionic compound is equal to the charge of the ion. An example of using this rules is H2 SO4. Rule 2 indicates that hydrogen has a +1 oxidation number. Rule 3 indicates the oxygen has a -2 oxidation number. Rule 1 states that the entire compound must add up to 0. 2 hydrogen plus 1 sulfur plus 4 oxygen must equal 0. Therefore, 2 times 1 plus 1 sulfur plus 4 times -2 must equal 0. This equation can be solved for the oxidation number of sulfur. In H2SO4, sulfur has a +6 oxidation number. All single displacement reactions are redox reactions. A single element that is neutral will become part of a compound, which means it will have a different oxidation number. For example, HCl plus Mg reacts to form MgCl2 plus H2. The oxidation number of hydrogen is changing from +1 to 0. Hydrogen is reduced. The oxidation number of magnesium changes from 0 to +2. The oxidation number is increased, which means Mg is oxidized. All single displacement reactions are redox, but not all redox are single displacement. The reaction of methane burning is also a redox reaction, even though it is not single displacement. CH4 plus O2 produces CO2 plus water. Carbon changes from -4 to +4. Carbon is oxidized. Oxygen changes from 0 to -2. Oxygen is reduced. Redox reactions can be split in half into a reduction reaction and an oxidation reaction. For example, HCl plus Mg produces MgCl2 plus H2 can be split into two reactions. The oxidation reaction is H plus produces H2. The reduction reaction is Cl-1 plus Mg reacts to form MgCl2. Although this method isn't always necessary to balance redox reactions, it is needed in more complex problems. Balancing redox reactions will be covered in a future tutorial. What is a precipitation reaction, and how are solubility rules used? A precipitation reaction is one type of double displacement reaction. Two soluble compounds react to form an insoluble compound, called the precipitate, in an aqueous solution. Solubility rules are used to determine whether something is soluble or not. The anion is looked up on the left column of the chart. The right column of the chart indicates which cations form insoluble compounds with that anion. NO3 forms insoluble compounds with no common cations. CH3COO-1, the acetate anion, forms insoluble compounds with the silver ion. Chloride, bromide, and iodide anions form insoluble compounds with silver, lead, mercury, and thallium ions. Sulfate, SO4-2, forms insoluble compounds with silver, lead, barium, strontium, and calcium cations. Chromate, CrO4-2, forms insoluble compounds with silver, lead, barium, and strontium cations. Sulfur-2 forms insoluble compounds with all cations except ammonium, NH4+1, and those found in column 1 and column 2 of the periodic table. Hydroxide, OH-1, forms insoluble compounds with all cations except ammonium, column 1, barium, and strontium. Carbonate, CO3-2, and phosphate, PO4 negative 3 form insoluble compounds with all cations except ammonium and column 1 except for lithium. Ammonium, NH4 plus 1, sodium plus 1, and potassium plus 1 are soluble with all common anions. An example of using these rules is to determine if a molecule is soluble in water. NaNO3. NO3 is insoluble with no common cations. Therefore, NaNO3 is soluble. AgCl. The rule for Cl is that it is insoluble with silver, lead, mercury, and thallium. It is with silver in this example. Therefore, it is insoluble. MgOH2. OH is insoluble except with ammonium, column 1, barium, and strontium. Mg is not in that list of exceptions. Therefore, MgOH2 is insoluble. Na2CR2O7. There is no rule for CR2O7-2 on the solubility rules. But Na is soluble with all common anions. Therefore, this compound is soluble. If an insoluble compound is formed from aqueous solution of two soluble compounds, it is a precipitate and should be designated with a parenthesis S, close parenthesis, following the compound's formula in the chemical equation. What are net ionic reactions? When an ionic compound dissolves in water, the ions dissociate, they separate, and are free to move around separately throughout the solution. An ionic equation contains all soluble ionic compounds dissociated into their ions. A net ionic equation only contains the ions necessary for the chemical reaction. All ions that do not change in the reaction are canceled out. Step 1. Dissociate all soluble ionic compounds. Only dissociate soluble ionic compounds in water, as designated with the AQ, aqueous, state of matter. Only subscripts within a polyatomic ion remain as subscripts. All other subscripts are moved to coefficients. Step 2. Cross out any ion that is dissociated on both sides. These are called spectator ions. Step 3. Rewrite the final net ionic equation. For example, AgNO3 aqueous plus NaCl aqueous produces AgCl solid plus NaNO3 aqueous. The first compound, AgNO3, is dissociated into Ag plus and NO3 negative. The next compound, NaCl aqueous, is also dissociated into Na plus and Cl minus. The next compound in the products, AgCl solid, is not dissociated. It is a solid, and those do not dissociate. The final compound, NaNO3, aq, is dissociated into Na plus and NO3 minus. The second step is to cross out any ions that remain unchanged on both sides. NO3 minus and Na plus 1 both remain unchanged on both sides of the equation. They are crossed out. The final step is to rewrite the net ionic equation. Ag plus 1 plus Cl minus 1 results in AgCl solid. How do you predict what products will form in a chemical reaction? It is very difficult to predict products of most reactions, as many complex factors need to be taken into account. As you gain experience by seeing reactions throughout your chemistry courses, and as you take more courses and learn more about elemental and molecular properties, you will be able to predict more reactions. However, you can follow rules to predict double displacement reactions, a very common type. Step 1. Determine that it is a double displacement reaction. two compounds, each with a cation and anion. For example, CaCl2 aqueous plus AgNO3 aqueous. Combine the cation of the first reactant with the anion of the second reactant. This will form the first product for the reaction. In this example, Ca plus 2 combines with NO3 minus 1. Step 3. Combine the cation of the second reactant with the anion of the first reactant. This would include Ag plus 1 and Cl minus 1. Remember to write the cation first, AgCl, rather than ClAg. And also remember to balance charges with subscripts when writing formulas. This includes using parentheses around polyatomic ions when a subscript is needed. Ca plus 2, NO3 minus 1, becomes Ca, parentheses, NO3, close parentheses, 2. AgCl is neutral as it stands, AgCl. Step 5. Determine if there are any precipitates using solubility rules. Nitrate is soluble with all common cations. Therefore, CaNO32 is aqueous. Cl is insoluble with silver. Therefore, AgCl is a solid. The final step is to balance the equation with coefficients. This will be covered in a future tutorial. In summary, chemical reactions rearrange the bonds and atoms to form new compounds. Chemical equations show the starting materials and the final products in a chemical reaction. There are several categories of reaction types. Solubility rules can be used to predict if a precipitate, an insoluble compound, will form in a double displacement reaction. The products of a reaction can sometimes be predicted based upon the type of reaction. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial, Chemical Reactions. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, please visit www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.